welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Greeting, beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. And yesterday, I gave an introduction, if you will, to a message of entitled Success in the Lord's Work. And we are looking at the book of Ezra, to learn some principles that are applicable to the time in which we are now living. Yes, it's a historical book. It was addressed to the natural people of Israel, yet God embeds principles, spiritual guidelines, if you will, on how God's people can either be blessed or suffer negative consequences. And so thank God for the word of the Lord. It's a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. And the verse I'd like to share, the text, is Ezra 6:14. They prosper through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. This refers to being directed by the Holy Spirit, and it shows, obviously, cooperation and unity of leadership. And as we look at that verse, there are some who contend today that God does not have apostles and prophets, that was, you know, it disappeared with the early church, or under the Old Testament, they, you know, what did Paul say? He said, God has given fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In the Old Covenant, God was dealing with natural Israel, and there were no pastors, there were no evangelists, there were priests, prophets, and kings. God's anointing came upon them. When the veil was rent, now we as believers individually can come before the presence of God. And God is wanting us to understand that He wants us, He is calling us to fulfill His plans in our lives, the reason He created us. Sometimes, I know some of you listening, you might feel you're so insignificant that you're really not doing much for the Lord, not doing much for the body of Christ. But beloved, what I need to say to you is that you be sensitive to the Lord, obey what He tells you to do, and your part is critical. There's no portion of our physical body that could be omitted or harmed without the entire body suffering consequences and negative repercussions. It's that way spiritually. I mean, if we can see, understand God's ways in the natural, so then we need to see that His principles relating to His character, His mind, and His will don't change. So now let's go to what was going on in the book of Ezra. It says they prospered to the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. That's Ezra 6. But let's go back to the beginning. Including servants, there were approximately 49,000 who had accepted the offer of Cyrus to leave their captivity and go up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Let me just share that. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, 1:1 of Ezra, that the word of the Lord, listen to this, by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. He was a heathen king, beloved, that he made a proclamation through all of his kingdom, put it in writing, and he said, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. And he basically says, who's among you? Let God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And then he was saying in verse 4, I won't read it, but he's basically saying, whoever wants to stay, that's okay, but you help these that are leaving, with silver, with gold, with goods, with beasts, besides a freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. And then verse 5 says, then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites with all them whose spirit God has raised to go up and build the house of the Lord, which is Jerusalem. And all they that were about them, in other words, others who weren't going, they strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, gold, goods, with beasts and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Do you see the response of God's people? As David said, whether you go to war or whether you stay with the baggage, your share shall be the same. You're all doing what God wants you to do. And we know Jesus said, as he read the book of out of the book of Isaiah, Luke 4:18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Beloved, that commission, God's Spirit, is within us. When we are born again, that commission, which is not just to get someone to say the sinner's prayer in the name of Jesus, but to disciple them, to show them and teach them, show them by example and teach them from the Word of God how we can fulfill God's mandate for our lives, how we can grow up. You know, as I said, I'm kind of simple-minded. God has given fivefold ministry until we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ Jesus. And as you look at the church, I don't think that has happened yet. What's the purpose of the gift of prophecy? Encouragement, exhortation. It is to comfort. And God's, why? Because God's nature hasn't changed. Just as he worked with people and ministered to them, he taught, but he also healed. He delivered them. So through the gifts of the Spirit, we need to pray for discernment today, because some have been so blinded by the God of this world, even Christians. Unless you're walking in the fear of the Lord, it's possible to be deceived. But God will protect us as long as we hold close to him or keep our heart right before him. We do not have to fear. So what is the work to be done? Well, the third verse of what I shared, to build the house of the Lord God of Israel. This house was for the honor of God, a testimony to his holy name. And beloved, you, if you are a born-again believer, you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and you should be about building a house of testimony to him. We who have been delivered from bondage have a primary duty to see that the name of our God is magnified through our lives and those who surround us, family, friends, loved ones, the unsaved, co-workers. We need to be those, that city set upon a hill. We need to be that light. We need to be that salt. And so, what do we see? They prospered in what they did. They set, the very first thing they did was to set the altar upon its bases. That's chapter 3:3. Let me read that for you. And they set the altar upon its bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, because of they were surrounded by enemies. And they offered burnt offerings there on unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written. That's verse 4. And so in verse 6, we see that from the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. And so they gave money to carpenters and to masons, and they began to do this work. And so a start was made. But what did they do first? They had to set the altar on its bases. This is a sure basis for the acceptable work for God. In order for us to build God's temple, if you will, his tabernacle, that living tabernacle, not made with hands, but by the Spirit of God, in order for it to be built and established, there has to be an atoning sacrifice that has its true place. And of course, we know there's salvation from no other name except the name of Jesus. Jesus is our foundation. The basis for our salvation is not in our works or in the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God. That is the true basis for how we conduct ourselves, how we do the works that Jesus has called us to do. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. The basis of everything is the cross of Christ, and we need to put it where God has put it, between sin and salvation. And then it said they laid the foundation. In chapter 3, verse 10, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. You see, they were following what the word had prescribed and told them to do. They were in obedience. So after the burnt offerings came, the laying of the foundation followed, and the foundation of God's house is laid on the rock of Christ's atoning sacrifice. It's never changed, beloved. God's order is first reconciliation. Sinners have to be restored to God, and then there is stability and progress. After this, they praise the Lord. Verse 11, they sang together by chorus and praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. And so we see their hearts were filled to overflowing, not formal song singing or psalm praising, but a spontaneous outburst of hearts filled to overflowing with joy and thanksgiving. And remember in Joshua 6:5, when they were surrounding Jericho, they shouted with a great shout. And this is the right method and spirit in which to do the work of God. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. But beloved, know that when you are laboring with God, God will accomplish and fulfill not only his completed work of perfection in your life, but in the body of Christ, so that the glory of God can be upon us, and that the Gentiles, the unsaved, shall come to the brightness of our rising, that Jesus alone may get the glory. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me today, and I bless you in the name of the Lord. I want you to know, my UCM partners, my radio family, even if you've never written, I still pray for you. But if you have needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.